Well, praise the Lord, saints. We wanted to have a little time of special fellowship. This is kind of the first time in the year where we have a kind of a chance to have a restart, particularly with the burden related to our pursuing the truth together as the church. So I have a little handout here for you on related to advancing the truth pursuit.
Amen.
Anything that doesn't get the proper attending to has a way to degenerate, you might say, and even atrophy, right? So it's possible, even with the things of the Lord, I think we know, things to be kind of routine, things to be not so fresh. I mean, even if you have rose bushes, you need to do a little trimming and feeding or something like that if you want to have a vibrant garden, right? Well, we want the church to go on here in a fresh way. So seemingly there's nothing on this outline that says anything about life studies, but actually, I think we all know that the benefit we've been receiving has been, for many of us who started with Irvine some 14 years ago, have been enjoying going progressively through the greater part of the entire New Testament, as well as some of the crucial books of the Old. But we realize how much we get out of it depends.
Yes.
We could read a life study, but still not really get that much benefit. So for sake of time, I'd like to go through this, in a kind of a quick way, but mainly it's based on the Word. So what I put down here is vision with verses for advancing truth pursuit. We need a certain measure of vision. Let's say if you're going to try to pick up a learning a language or an instrument or something like that, what you see in that will determine how committed you are. You know what I mean? Let's say if you plan to go to another country after you graduate, and then all of a sudden you have this vision, you will be, but you need to learn the language. So you're motivated every day because at a certain point, you're going to move to another country for whatever purpose. Okay, and that makes a big difference. It makes a difference on whether you're motivated to carry out this task that's before you. Well, here, the first thing is we want to see something in the way of vision. Let's read the little first bold point there. See the goal. We need to realize that truth constitution is God's desire for us. Okay? There is a desire. Now, why does God desire this? Well, we need to go to 1 Timothy, and there's a couple of verses there. But before we do, let's read the next little phrase there. Truth pursuit is to fulfill our Savior God's desire, the constituting of every saint with the divine truths, which is necessary for the church's testimony. You say, what difference does it make if I personally have the truth? Well, it does, because we need to see the function of the church. In chapter 2 of 1 Timothy, Paul says, our Savior God desires what? All men to be, not only to be saved,
right.
Where most Christians are familiar with to be saved, but they miss the last part. To come what? To the full knowledge of the truth. Why? Does that mean just so I have a lot of Bible knowledge in my head? No. It's because, let's look at the next verse, the second bullet point. This is what? So that the church can fulfill its God-ordained function to be the pillar and base of the truth.
Amen.
So we know in 1 Timothy 3, our dear brother Paul was talking to Timothy, and it says that one ought to know how to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth.
Amen.
So if you realize, what is the church of God? It's the pillar and base of the truth. It's holding up the divine realities in the universe. Sadly, much of Christendom has not much awareness of this. And by the way, we're not competing with anything in Christendom. We're not trying to have a better music, youth program. We're here to carry out our God-ordained function to be the pillar and base of the truth. You know, I remember Ed saying that he was awed when he came to the church life that an auto mechanic could talk to him about the visions of Ezekiel. And he says, what kind of an awesome place is this? You know, the brother who gets his hands greasy on auto parts could talk about what the visions are in the book of Ezekiel. Okay, anyway, we need to see the church's function and is to be the pillar and base of the truth. And for this, we need to be constituted. Okay, second, for this, we need, let's read the second bold. Embrace the process. We need to commit to a diligent, continual exercise, consistent according to our capacity and circumstances. Now, that does not mean that every brother and sister has the same capacity, has the same time, but, you know, for example, I tried to learn the piano a little bit, and I can play a few tunes, but I don't have the same, some of these kids, they're 6 and 7 years old, they have a piano lesson every week, and they go practice, they have an hour, their mom sits them down at the piano bench, they have an hour to practice the piano. I don't have that kind of time. But if I have 10 minutes, I can maybe refresh myself with a little, you know, hymnal.net tune, you know what I mean? And I sing along with it, and I'm happy, and I get my spirit out. Do I know how to play the piano right? No. But, you know, I'm practicing. I'm doing a little something, you see? Well, we need to commit to whatever we can. Now, what do I say? Diligent. Let's look at 2 Timothy 2:15. Let's read that. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, an unashamed workman, cutting straight the word of the truth. Now, this is a character issue. Diligence. To get through your PhD program, you need to be what? You need to be diligent. Otherwise, you could be dawdling around for decades and never finish your program, right? You know, still mutzing around, right? But diligence, okay, here's a quote from the book Character. Diligence is the most important characteristic of a servant of the Lord. Diligence is crucial because it builds up our spiritual reserve and thus enriches us. Spiritual wealth comes from diligence. Now, getting into the truth is not quick, it's not miraculous, but diligence pays off. Right? A little bit, a little bit, a little bit. It's like eating a little bit, exercising a little bit. A little bit, but a little bit, you find out you're more healthy than you were before because of diligence in doing that, okay? The same way, in the divine truth, you don't get miraculously constituted with the truth, but a little bit changes. Okay, now let's look at this next one, this next verse. 1 Timothy 4, 6-7. What does it say? Being nourished with the words of the faith. Okay, so Paul's talking about Timothy being a minister of Christ, and he uses this metaphor of nourishment. He says, the metaphor of feeding with reading and inwardly digesting, and that is with a present participle, being nourished. It's in the process, brothers. It's not like we're arriving. Things of life are in the process. So this linguistics key that I referred to says being nourished suggests a continual process. Okay, so it's not whether I missed half of the life study for this week. Just dive into the process. Pick it up. Continue on, right? It's not, I quit. I missed life study number 3. I'm done. No. Just jump in. Enjoy what you can. Stay in the process. You'll get the benefit. Okay? So the next verse, he says, exercise yourself unto godliness. We need to give ourselves to a deliberate and regular exercise. Amen. That's what we're encouraging saints. We say, I don't have that much time. Well, you can exercise in 15 minutes a day. You can exercise in 30 minutes a day. Some people go to the gym for an hour and a half. Amen. I don't know where they find the time for that. But in any case, I try to do my part. See? And I hope that we all would kind of do our part. Then the body will be much more healthy. Amen. You know, whether it's yours is 10, 15, 30, an hour, whatever it is, Amen. Participate. Okay, but you know, it's hard to do things, I discovered with learning a language, it's hard to do it by yourself. It's actually hard to do much of anything by yourself. You want to learn a computer language or you want to learn so here's another thing. Let's read the third bullet point. Pursue with companions. Pursuing is better with a community, so get some companions. Okay, so 2 Timothy 2:22, Paul said, pursue with those. Okay, of course he says, pursue, flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those. But just pick up these few words, 3 words. Pursue with those. Amen. So we want to encourage you to pursue with those. Now you can do it over the phone. You can do it in face. You can do it at your lunch break. You can do it however you can. But pursuing with those. Then another thing is 2 Timothy 2:2 in the same chapter says the things that you've received from me through many witnesses, these commit to what? Faithful men will be competent to teach others also. So for us to advance in truth pursuit, it's not just good enough to the same old, I've been doing it for the last 15 years, how about you? No. With Paul, it was a kind of a contagious thing, a germ. Went from you to you. please don't cough on me. You'll get your germs on me. Well, these divine germs, we need to spread the germs.
Amen.
Right? Spread the germs of the divine truth to one another. And even to other people. You know, some of these contagions, you gotta watch out. They're really bad. Epidemic proportions. But this germ, we need to spread in a viral way. It needs to be spread to all the ones. Okay, so there's just this little part. True pursuing community should be enlarging our practice. That's why we have this kind of fellowship. And I believe Irvine would have this some similar fellowship, because the desire is not just that we would do it, but think about it. What about if a high schooler, even a junior higher, begins to pursue a little bit of the truth? Guess what? They may have decades to get constituted like little Timothy. Not Timothy, well, there's actually Timothy. He's kind of like the Timothy in the Bible. He says, the faith which dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, I believe dwells also in you. You have some godly grandma, don't you? Your great grandma, right? Back in Indonesia someplace. Because he's like third or fourth or fifth generation. I don't know whatever many generations. I know some of his cousins. They're all in the church life. In Indonesia and Irvine and wherever. Anyway, we want to share this contagious faith. This truth pursuit should be contagious so as to spread to others who teach others also. Okay, time is just about gone. Okay, here's an example. In Acts 17:11, there was an encouragement of those that were the more noble ones. Now, these people were more noble than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. So there was a kind of a community in Berea, I believe it was, and they were into the word, okay? So we need to be that kind of a noble community. Okay, last point. Practice habitually. We need to take what? Regular steps to receive, digest, assimilate, and spread the word of the truth, both personally and with our companions, okay? So we want to have some kind of practice. Now, here are a few things we can practice to enter into the truth pursuit. One is to pray and pray read. When you get into the Word, don't just crack open a light study and just start to read. It's better than nothing. But you want to receive some nourishment. So our brother encouraged us, if you get into a message, pray read a little bit. Receive some nourishment. Get the taste. Pick out one or two verses. Second, what? We need to read or study. Now, you know, with these emails that we blast out twice a week, there are some questions. It does help to, what we endeavor to do with those questions is to bring the saints into the crucial points of the truth. Now, not every point in a life study is of equal importance, and you don't necessarily are not able to get into all of them, but maybe you could pick up one crucial point to dive into that and study it, okay? Look for those. Then the third thing is what? Speak and recite. Ephesians 4:25, what does it say? Speak truth, each one with his neighbor.
Amen.
I can speak to you about many things going on in the world, but they are not truth. They may actually happen, but they will not give you life, and they will not build you up.
Right.
So we need to speak truth. Speak for digestion, assimilation, retention, and also for contagion, right? To spread these wonderful truths. Okay, so I would hope that you would all just, you know, and if even one point here stimulates you to kind of make a further advance, even consider. Okay, so now what it is, the 27th, we will start with Irvine to continue, and the emails will be, doesn't mean you can't start early, but they'll start going out. So if anybody needs hard copy books, come to the book sales table and we will be very happy to purchase those for you so you have them hopefully by next. Oh, sorry, I didn't say. Okay, we've been making a wonderful journey through the life studies according to brotherly's path through them. So after Mark comes Luke. And so we will go on to the Gospel of Luke, enjoying all these wonderful 70 messages in the Gospel of Luke over the next number of months. So maybe consider this week, pray, fellowship, look to the Lord how you might participate, if the Lord would give you a companion and such not. Okay, maybe if any strengthening for that, then we'll break. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Any questions, fellowship? Oh, just say something. Amen.
So, thank the Lord for the capital that He has given to us.
Amen.
The capital the Lord has invested in His body is the body of truth that we have received in this ministry.
Amen.
If you consider just the life studies, And they're really the foundation. There's a lot more that's based on and built from the life studies. But just the life studies themselves, how many of us can say that we have diligently pursued to be constituted with the life studies? To some degree. Some of us more than others. We all have different capacities.
Amen.
But I really like this word, this matter of pursuit.
Amen.
We need, as even just as normal Christians, but especially as those that are taking the way of the Lord's recovery,
Amen.
We need to have a pursuit.
Right.
And so I appreciate this outline
right.
that says, firstly, see the goal. Secondly, embrace the process.
Right.
Thirdly, pursue with companions.
Right.
And then finally, practice habitually. The best practice is not one where you read 10 life studies 1 week and then a month later you haven't read any more. The best practice is something that you can do consistently and habitually. Just like a farmer persistently, habitually takes care of his land, goes out every morning, he may pull weeds, he may water, he may do various things, but every day there's something that is done in a habitual, persistent way.
Right.
This is what pays off.
Amen.
And this is what we desire as the church, that the saints here would be fully invested in.
Amen.
There are many things that the church here does for our direction as the church in Lake Forest.
Right.
But for sure, one of the most important ones is this matter of truth pursuit.
Amen.
Because we all need to be constituted with the divine truths.
Right.
God breathes out. We need to breathe in. In a sense, God has given this to us, and He expects that we have a certain response to what He has given to us.
Amen.
Saints, I hope you appreciate what the Lord has given to us in His recovery.
Yes.
What a wealth we have.
Amen.
Many of us have some amount of that on our shelves. And some of us have gotten a little constitution in our being, but we need to give ourselves to pursue, to have a regular, habitual, consistent constituting of the divine truths, so that we will be properly equipped as normal functioning believers, and that we will have something that we can speak to others, to one another in particular. It has to start there. We need to speak truth, each one with his neighbor, right? So that can be your neighbor here in the church life. It can be your neighbor that lives next door to you.
That's
it can
right.
be your neighbor or colleague at work.
Right.
But you know, how can we speak something if we're not already enjoying and pursuing to be constituted with it? So anyway, just to echo and to stand behind what our brother just shared with us, this is part of the direction of the church.
Amen.
Does anybody here not receive the emails that come out twice a week? We need to get him on the list.
Get him on the list. All right.
Right? Because in that email, there will be a link that, you know, gives you a couple of questions and a little summary of some of the content of that reading. But there's a link that takes you to ministrybooks.org, where if you don't already have a copy, a printed copy, you can read the life study that's for that particular week. We do, what, 2 life studies per week? And really, if you think about it, like last night, we sat down with a group of us, and we read through the last life study in Mark. Message 70 in Mark? Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
It was so encouraging.
Amen.
We got an encouraging word. We're in the age of revelation.
Right.
And we're here enjoying the sevenfold intensified spirit.
Amen.
And that sevenfold intensified spirit cannot be defeated.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't be discouraged. Don't look at the situation outwardly. Look at the sevenfold spirit. Anyway,
Amen.
So we need to, but we sat down and in less than 30 minutes, probably it was only 20 minutes, we read through the life study and enjoyed and fellowshiped about it. So it doesn't take a lot of time. 2 life studies a week is very manageable. So they come out, and as Tom said, we finished the Gospel of Mark, and we're going to continue with the Gospel of Luke.
That's right.
Concerning the man Savior.
Man,
so I'm looking forward to getting into the Gospel of Luke
right. With
all of you. And then usually each Lord's Day we'll give a little opportunity for anyone that may have enjoyed something to have a little overflow, maybe at the break at the end of the Lord's table meeting.
Amen.
Any other questions about that? Is everybody pretty much clear what we're doing?
Or you can come by book service.
Come by and talk to one of us. We'd be happy to help you if you need any further assistance. But let's give ourselves to pursue the truth.
Amen.